Unemployment occurs when a person does not work full-time or takes a job that does not reflect their actual training and financial needs. That is, their job doesn't use all their skills and education, or the job provides less than full-time work. Mrs. Adeyemo, who works with Radio Nigeria, Gold FM, Elisha, describes underemployment in the media industry as absorbing a qualified and a capable individual into a job with the promise of giving them a suitable employment, starting with a stipend, but eventually the individual loses hope with nothing to show for it after a while.
Underemployment, especially in the media industry, simply means absorbing a qualified and a capable individual into a job with the promise of rather giving them a suitable employment, starting with a stipend, but eventually their hope is gone. Nothing to show for it after some times of putting in their effort and everything.
So Oluchi Amuda, a journalist who works with Osun State Broadcasting Corporation, OSBC, underemployment in the media industry means media professionals are paid less than they should be paid. Their remuneration is extremely low and they work under a condition that is not conducive, and in most cases, they are owed months of salaries arrears. Oluchi further says that basically, all the media, both the print and electronics, are actually guilty with the exception of some government-owned media houses.
It simply means that professionals, media professionals, are employed but paid lesser than they should be paid. Their remuneration is always extremely low. They work under a condition that is not conducive at all. And in most cases, most of them are owed months of salary arrears, and it's a huge thing. Basically, all the media, both the print and electronics, are actually guilty of this, with the exception of the some of government-owned media houses, but the situation is basically everywhere.
Femi Adefila, the chief executive officer of RAVE 91.7 FM and Western Spring Television, describes underemployment in Nigeria media industry as when people are not as remunerated or paid as they should for their services.
When people are not as remunerated as they should be, when people are not paid the commensurate rate that they should pay for their services.
Bisola Ariwodola says underemployment in the media industry has to do with those who are practicing journalism pending when they become gainfully employed by mediums. They can be freelancers, IT students, youth corps members who studied communication.
Underemployment in the media industry has to do with those who are not yet full-time journalists. That is, those who are practicing pending when they become gainfully employed by mediums. Those in this category could be said to be IT students, freelancers, or youth coppers who studied journalism or communication.
Journalists cover everything important to the public, but yet receive the bare minimum as regards to salary and other stipends. Oluchi describes this situation as an unfortunate one.
The number of hours journalists put into their work do not really commensurate with their take-home pay. Journalists work almost round the clock, 24 hours, because if you are on the field, you're reporting. When you get home, you get to the office, you file in your report. When you still get home, you keep monitoring because you want to be abreast of the situation. You want to know what is happening in other media houses. You want to know the stories that are breaking. So it's more like around the clock kind of a job. But it's quite unfortunate that the pay is nothing to write home about. And it's been there for a very long time. The media has always been there fighting for others. When other groups come up and decide to protest or fight for their benefit, the media will amplify it and do everything they can to ensure that the public actually gets to hear the story. But the media itself has been unable to fight for itself is quite an unfortunate situation, I must say.
Speaking of her experience, being a reporter, Temitope says she has been in situation where she was absorbed into a job, but at the end of the day, she eventually discovered that she was being used after putting her resources, efforts, passion, and power into the job with nothing to show for it, either by remuneration and stipends to motivate her. And at the end of the day, it will kill the passion for the job.
In a case whereby you are being taken in with the hope of absorbing you totally at the end of the day, and eventually you discover that, if I can use the word, you were just being used and nothing good to show for it. Even when you put all your resources, your efforts, and your power into the job, just as we all know that media job is all encompassing, and you know that you have to put in all your effort, everything, your passion, and eventually there is nothing to show for it, either enumerations and then all sorts of things that can really give you the morale to bring up your passion about the job is nowhere to be found.
Oluchi said the experience she has faced over the past decade has not been palatable at all. Working as a full staff, she discovered that there was nothing like public holiday and weekends. Even when they were given days off, they were still expected to do other things. She further said, it's only those who have passion for the job that can stay. It will be very difficult to survive as a journalist in Nigeria if you lack creativity or passion for the job.
It's not a palatable experience, even when you are working as a full staff, because you just discover that you don't know what is called public holiday as far as you are in the media. Nothing like a weekend. Sometimes you have some days off, but in those days, they still expect you to do some other things. And it has not been easy at all. It's only those that have passion for the job that can actually stay on this job. If you do not have passion, then learn how to use your creativity to actually develop yourself more. It will be very, very difficult to actually survive as a journalist in Nigeria. It will be very, very difficult. That's why most of those that are actually excelling on the field are developing themselves, then getting more training as far as the social media and the internet and the multimedia channels are concerned. So through those ways, they are able to kind of excel in the field and meet their financial obligations. But if it's just, you know, the salary you get from there, from where you are working, it won't even take you home. I always advise the younger ones that are coming, don't station yourself to a particular spot. Learn more skills on the field. The multimedia channel is offering journalists and those in the media industry a lot of opportunities where they can actually work away from what they are doing in their offices, get exposed to other forms of clients or audience that could actually pay for their services. So if you do not have passion for the job, you can't really survive as a journalist in Nigeria.
Asking about some of the causes of underemployment, Adefila said, most of the media houses usually sacrifice the salaries of journalists or all their workers' months of salaries. Although he describes what is happening right now in the economy and in the media industry as cul-de-sac. He says, apart from the economic hardship that the media industry is currently facing, the second cause is the negative attitude of media entrepreneurs, and this is because they view the media feed a strictly commercialized enterprise. Adefila said, underemployment manifests in low payment of salary, hiring of freelancers, interns who are being used to provide good content that will be sold in the market without paying them.
It's prevalent within the media sector for obvious economic reasons. The media, like every other sector within the nation's economic space, is going through a dire strait. I mean, in fact, we are in the cul-de-sac because of the issues within the economic space. So people are not well paid, they are not well remunerated, they are paid what they should not be paid. And this is common with the, and in some instances, they are not even paid for a year. There are media houses that don't pay salaries as at 20. Some old salaries for 6 months, a year. And these things can be attributed to so many things. Number one, it has to do with the economic hardship that the media is going through. Number two, the attitude of some media entrepreneurs are not positive. Well, most people that own media, they see media strictly from the business perspective as a strict commercial enterprise, and they gauge their input with the output. And so if their input is much more than the output, the first thing they sacrifice is staff salary, media participant salary, which is not all to be.
Asking Temitope and Oluche about the ways underemployment manifest, Temitope says it reduces the passion and interest you have for the job, thereby affecting the objectivity of the job, which is very crucial. Temitope talking about how it will affect the reportage. She said if the family is not okay financially, the reporter might find it difficult to report objectively. Oluche, joining Temitope, says there is no time bound to the kind of job done, as the work of journalist or reporter does not have a time frame. She continues that if the reporter was well paid and received allowances as at when due, she would not really be bothered about the time she has to leave home or get home. She further said, "Her being underpaid has not in any way affected her manner of reportage because of her passion for the job."
It reduces your passion for the job. It reduces the interest you have in the job. We all know what the economy of the country is. If you wake up in the morning and feel like, let me go to the office, at least we all work for something. Fine, there's passion in there before you move into the job, because if you don't have passion for getting, you can't go into the media house. It's tasking. You don't have public holidays to enjoy with family. You go on Sundays and Saturdays to the office, even neglecting your families at home. If you are leaving a husband and your children at home, there should be something to show for it. So if there is nothing like that, it kills the passion. So it will really affect you in your reportage. A hand might go out to bring in something what's tangible. And to some extent, it can even affect your objectivity in a situation whereby you leave the house and you were almost getting to where you have to report, and maybe probably there is an incident on the scenario that you can just feel like, okay, let me write this the way it is. And we are in Nigeria, and somebody might just call you and say, take this, please don't write it the way you see it. If you are not really that strong emotionally, you can just collect whatever is offering you there and try to water down your report. So it affects the objectivity of the job.
There is no time bound to the kind of job you do. You wake up in the morning, you only know when you leave the house. If you are active on a field as a reporter, you may likely not know when you get back home. It's a huge thing. The ideal situation is you are resuming work by 8 and closing by 5. It has a time frame. But the work of a journalist, of a reporter, does not have a time frame. And the pay is also very little. So when you don't have such a time frame and you are paid little, it means you might not even be able to control your time. You will not be able to control your time. In most cases, it's actually when you get to the office, probably in the newsroom, at the editorial meeting, that the job that will be assigned to you will be decided. So it could just be that, you are going to Lagos today, you are going to Ibadan tomorrow. Yes, it is what you signed on for as a journalist. But if you are well paid, your allowances are regular and all that, there won't be any complaints, because you do those kind of things because you have passion for them. But the journalism profession is really, really underpaid.
Asking of the impact of underemployment on the peace and security of the country, Adefila said, when there is no commitment or excitement due to lack of remuneration, the journalists will feel they are being used and their self-esteem will be low, which will make them compromise their ethics and standards. Adefila called on the Nigerian Union of Journalists to look into media houses perpetrating the acts of using contract staff and paying them poorly. Temitope said, the impact of underemployment on the peace and security is that underemployment can make the youth, that is, those that are just starting in the media industry, to get involved in social vices, as they need to feed themselves, and this will affect the peace and security in the society, because the said youth will only think of their self. Temitope said, to ensure that this situation does not keep reoccurring, the affected individuals need to speak up to the government, as they are the mouthpiece of the people. They should also fight for their right. So, if they can let the unions Nigerian Association of Women Journalists, Nigerian Union of Journalists, and government aware of the situation in the industry. Oluchi said, if a professional union can be created for the media industry that will sanction a broadcast company that is not doing the right thing, it will go a long way to help the individuals that are being exploited.
When people are not well remunerated, there are no incentives, there will not be commitment, there is no excitement, and they feel that they are being used as slaves. Their self-esteem is low. Do they compromise ethics? The compromise standard, they have to live and survive. So what they do is they take brand and look and they tweak their content to suit the purpose of those who have paid them to do a job with the medium that they work with. So it is expected. Since they are not well paid, they are contracts, they are freelancers, they are interns, and you pay them paychecks, you pay them 20,000, 25,000 a month, or your ministers, you don't even pay them for a year. Some will even make people to tell them that your ID card is your meal ticket. You use your ID card to eat. So they are giving them a blank check to compromise ethics, to compromise standard, and to be unethical in their behavior. So definitely society will pay for that. Security will pay for that. Peace will pay for that. Even development will pay for that, because obvious of information that you be ethical, that you be above board, and do not take your eyes off the ball. We drop the ball at the altar of monetary gains, at the altar of pecuniary gains, at the altar of gratification. They will drop the ball because people need to survive. The first sacrifice they will make is they will sacrifice truth, they will sacrifice objectivity, they will sacrifice ethics, they will sacrifice standard, because they need to survive. But if they are well remunerated, there are incentives, they will have their confidence, their self-esteem, their ego will be high, and they'll be able to deliver ethical standard and good content without compromising standard.
The government has a role to play. Even the union, the previous union, UJ, and award, whatever, has a lot of work to do. Because until you tell people what is happening to you, they might know. But in this situation, you have to blow your trumpet. Let them know what is happening to you. Then they find a way of coming in to settle it. But in a situation whereby the media will not even show up, this is what is happening, how will you want the government to know? Even if they know, if you did not say it with your mouth, that means you are fine.
People within the profession should come together and decide that enough is enough. You can't just say, government should do this for me, government should do that for you. It is your decision. You have to take it. It is a decision you have to take. Once the members realize that, yes, this is what we are worth in society, this is how we should be treated, they will rise up, register a professional body, and take their destiny in their hands. It is not government that will fight for your rights for you. It is people that fight for what they want.
In order to have a peaceful and secure society, the reporters, whether fully employed or contract staff, should be remunerated well and taken care of by their employers so they can report objectively. This story is part of African Women in Media, having UNESCO Peace and Security Journalism Program. I am Omowunmi Olaseyinde, reporting for Harim.